Watch, Bucks coach Todd Bowles drops 7 F-bombs after awful loss to Falcons. By Dylan Gwynn on December 12, 2025. Buccaneers head coach Todd Bowles dropped 7 F-bombs during his post-game press conference Thursday night, one for every loss his team has suffered this season. The Buccaneers had a chance to right the ship Thursday night with a crucial late-season matchup against division rival Atlanta. Instead, the Bucs lost 29-28. In his post-game press conference, Bowles unleashed a torrent of frustration at his players, questioning their effort and commitment, and punctuated those concerns with four-letter expletives to make sure the message got through. "It's inexcusable," Bowles said. "You don't make excuses. You've got to care enough where this hurts. You've got to care enough where this hurts. It's got to mean something to you. It's more than a job, it's your f-ing livelihood. How well do you know your job? How well can you do your job? Well, you can't sugarcoat that s. It was an f-ing excusable, and there's no f-ing answer for it. No excuse for it. That's what you tell them in the locker room. Look in the f-ing mirror." Anyone who thinks Bowles' profanity-laced tirade was theatrics or all for show should re-watch the game. The Bucs lost at home in a game in which the Falcons committed an absurd 19 penalties and were led by backup QB Kirk Cousins, who somehow was allowed to complete a 4th and 14 after facing a 3rd and 28. "At this point, you've seen everything in the season," Bowles said. "The coaches have done everything they can do. This is a player-driven team in the last 4 or 5 weeks. You've got to execute, and they've got to hold each other accountable. As a coach, you can sit there until you're blue in the face. Until they start holding each other accountable and doing the little things right. And that's not everybody, you know, we're talking about a small, select few. But the small, select few is what's getting us beat. And until that happens, it's not going to get right." The good news is that Tampa has plenty of division matchups left to try to win its division. The bad news is, like Bowles said, if they play like they did Thursday night, it won't happen.